Winnipeg. You know that feeling. Late night, headphones on, everything a little too real? That's Daniel Caesar. Silk smooth vocals, gospel roots, and soul-bearing lyrics that'll hit you right where you live. Touring his new album Son of Spurgy, he brings a sound that's both intimate and massive. Quiet moments, huge emotion, and a voice that carries it all. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Center with very special guest 070 Shake Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hi, I'm Tola McNeil and sometimes roommate of Carol and Mark, and we are CJUMFM 101.5, your campus and community radio at the University of Manitoba. We're hit-free, providing diversity at the university and supporting the arts in Winnipeg. Thank you, and have a nice listening experience.
I'm tired of tying my own shoes and lying and never coming through and getting fired and finding something new. I'm going to France to paint.
Don't miss the future of jazz today as the High School Honor Jazz Band takes the stage this June. As part of the 2026 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival and a beloved annual tradition, the High School Honor Jazz Band take over Desjardins Concert Hall on June 15th, bringing together some of the most exciting young musicians from across the region. Selected for their skill and creativity, these emerging artists form elite ensembles, delivering big band power, razor-sharp arrangements, and a bold new take on the tradition. This is where the next generation finds its sound, pushing boundaries and carrying the music forward. Don't miss the High School Honor Jazz Band's June 15th at Desjardins Concert Hall. Tickets available through jazzwinnipeg.com, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt. Because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
right, and here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
Hey, we've got Noah the N-Dog Melistravage in the house.
Indeed.
And not Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
No, unfortunately.
We've upgraded.
Yeah, sure, you can make that argument.
The General.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited to finally get a chance to show up and check this out.
So, the three of us, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ancient. And we're here tonight to, you know what I was thinking about, just what I wanted to call the because we titled the shows here.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's called Sound the Alarm.
Sound the Alarm.
So oh,
It's actually been exactly two decades since the fire alarm incident of 2006.
Yes, that unfortunate occurrence.
The stupid ages.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
not really, yeah.
Looking back.
Harmless.
Yeah, no one got hurt. No one got hurt. You know, it was a learning experience.
Thank goodness nobody
now,
got hurt.
Now we know what happens when you do that specific thing. So it kind of, yeah, I mean, we're all learning, we're all growing, and that was a learning and growing phase, so.
Yeah.
The legend educates people to this day.
Yes, very much so.
This, hey, like, they probably tell kids, like, this is what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
They're like, there was these two guys one time, and they did something bad. They got in trouble for it.
Yep.
So, yeah. Man, that's crazy you brought that up. I actually, like, forget about that sometimes.
Well, I was just thinking it's been two decades. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well.
I can believe it when it's brought up to me, but it's crazy to think about.
Right.
It's been around a while. It's been a while since we were some young warthogs.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Some young warthogs is right.
I'm older, but I don't know if I'm much wiser, but, you know.
Yep. Speaking of warthogs. You know, I was thinking about the old fishing hole we went to as young lads.
Mm-hmm.
What type of fish did we catch? What was that?
I don't know if anyone was actually catching fish. I just remember the snapping turtle.
Yeah, yeah.
Myrtle. Myrtle the turtle.
The legend, huge.
Yeah. We're dropping a lot of Southdale history.
Yeah.
That's where we come from.
Yeah. It's the old stomping grounds.
I got some new records from the Dollar Bin.
Oh, that's...
So this is some Snoop Dogg in the back. And now we're going to check out some Chingy.
Okay.
Do you know this track? I don't like... What was Chingy's big track?
Oh, man. The name is escaping, but there was that one... Was that the one, the Holiday Inn one?
Oh, right.
I feel like that was the one that if someone...
Chingy at the
Holiday Inn. Someone brought that one up to me, that's the one I would probably most associate with Chingy. I can't say that I was super, you know, ear to the heartbeat of the Chingy discography, per se, but...
This is It Ain't Over, We Still getting It With. It Ain't Over, We Still getting It With... What? Hey, what's the name of am I crazy? Am I losing it?
It Ain't Over, We Still getting It With the remix.
Or is that just is it Bala Baby?
It says Bala Baby remix.
Yeah.
So it's hard to discern if that's like they're just featuring the Bala Baby remix on there or if that's the name of the song. Yeah.
It's a first timer here, Jer, if you want to use the...
Is it recommended to do so?
You'll be able to hear music.
Oh, okay. All
right. You've actually been referred to so many times on the show. If you could check the transcripts, you've had a lot of mentions. And we even played Young Jeezy.
Hopefully good things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna assume it's good things.
Of course.
Ben. Well, so no Kyle tonight.
Apparently not.
I see.
Unfortunately not.
When did he get back? I saw there was some nonsense going on with him getting back from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So, like... I can't remember which federal organization sort of had to, like, investigate him at the border for a couple days, but...
I didn't know about that. I thought he just lost his passport.
Oh, no. This is, like,
what?
This is some heavy-duty stuff.
Oh.
So he's, he's been living a double life as a bit of a, like, a highly intelligent, like, agent of...
yes, okay. Yeah, knowing what I know of Kyle, that's definitely for sure 100% true.
But he hasn't kept it secret enough. Like, he tells people that, like, are, like, big bladder mouths. So, yeah. Like, his cover got blown by some idiot or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he had to spend a few days in Fargo? Was that the deal?
That's where the tunnel is that he's trying to use.
I see. I see. Let's get into some tunes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna play this. Hang on here. Let me set this up. All right. We're gonna start with a little Snoop Dogg.
Excellent.
I have a feeling we're gonna get into like some old. Let's kind of revisit that time.
All right.
2006.
We'll check it out.
High school and just like you know what we were listening to around.
Yeah.
Around that point in our lives.
Welcome to back then.
Which actually won't be too different from the stuff we normally
I was going to say, I feel like...
we haven't changed.
Yeah, we haven't deviated a lot from the old school classics that we grew up on, but...
All right, let me get this going here. I'm using vinyl, so it's a little bit more...
evolved.
All right, and we'll be back on this, that...
And the third...
So I dig into my pockets, all my money is spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how can I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to see a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, cause still don't nothing move but the money. Cause now I've learned to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. And if I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape of me and Warren G in a big fat plate of chicken wings, cause that's my favorite thing. But without no money, man, that's a dream. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I've made. Soon as I bust them, see if I got pull, I hit the doghouse, cause I'm paid in full, full, full.
Here I am, woo, trying to have some things. So what you need is some game to get your money, man. Oh, baby, in the world of paper, paper.
Getting dirty with a get it boy. All I need is one night just to hit it boy. After the club we can check in at a 5-star telly. Get a sweet and let me put something in your belly. What's your name? Sheena, or I thought you was Shelly. Don't matter, 4 o'clock, just be ready for an episode you probably won't come back from. Your mama must be thick, that's where you get your back from.
I'm a baller,
say what?
High
Magic City to the pink slip in the loo. Them chicks love the diamonds that I get from Rob Jules. We be in a spot, main hang up, flirting. We be surrounded by girls, man, and I ain't perping. All I know is money, cash, hoes like Jay. And I got all three, no, I don't play. Chicks call me drama king like Kay Slay. Cause in the bed, I bring it, yeah, night and day. Letting rounds off in them like an AK. You leaving with me, tell me, is it free or do I have to pay? What you say?
I'm a baller,
say
Kanye, this that 1970s heroin flow, huh?
Yeah, y'all hear people let's talking about who high, who nah. Man, they don't know we finna kill the game this year. Killer, yay,
ayo,
come on.
Street mergers, I legislated the nerve. I never hated on murders premeditated. Absurd, I hesitated, observed. Cock is prayed, hit you from a block away. Drinking sake on the Suzuki, we in Osaka Bay. Playing soccer, stupid, stay in the sucker's place. Pluck your ace, take your girl, fuck her face. Dealing with killer, so you love her taste. She swallowing with killer, cause she love the taste. I got bored up with crooked kitchen orders that I'm cooking, but got caught up with the tricks and would've thought I went from Brooklyn. It get boring just looking, did like Bill Cosby, pouring in the pudding. Now the dashboard is wetting from a hard tangled grammar. Interior, inferior, star spangled banner. Card games, bananas, mom, man, and tanners. Guns everywhere like the car came with hammers. He's back.
They trying to say he. I hear niggas saying he. But our flow is the truest. The games and the nooses. Our girl is the models. They coochies the juices. Yeah, they say he. Yeah, they say he. Cause I'm back on my grind. Money back on my mind. Yeah, and Killer Cam. The world is mine.
I keep bitches straight up like Simon Says. Open vagina. Put your legs behind your head. Got me ear once, hun. Lime and red, you got pets, me too. Mines are dead, dog. Fox, minks, gators, that's necessary. Accessories, my closet's pet cemetery. I get approached by animal activists. I live in the zoo, I run scandal with savages. All my niggas get together to gather loot. Bodyguard for what dog, I'd rather shoot. I go to war, old Tim, batted boots. Hand grenade, gargle, and a parachute. Y'all don't even know the name of my flip. It was touch me, tease me when case with the shit. You don't know about the cases I get. Court case, briefcase, suitcase, cases of Chris. Ow.
They trying to say he. I hear niggas saying he. But our flow is the truest. The games and the nooses. Our girls the models. They coochies the juices. Yeah, they say he. Yeah, they say he.
Just relaxing, being back at the club all night. When I stepped in the club, couldn't wait to have a little fun. Me and about five of my girls.
Woo! But I'll show you what to do to do it right.
tied for a hand clap. Now every side worldwide, get a hand clap.
Hand clap.
East side, get a hand clap.
This mic sound
and if
lovely.
The side is the side that's going down that.
Down
that. Chum
City.
West side, clap.
We here.
Mid-coast.
Come on.
Now east side, get a hand clap. And if this side is the side that's going down that.
Down that.
Hand tied for a hand clap. Now every side worldwide, get a hand clap.
Hand clap.
East side, get a hand clap. And if this side is the side that's going down that.
Down that.
West side, hey. South side, hey. Midwest side.
Tat, it's the sound of a gat, but this is how it sound when the boss man clap. Let me see them hands high, every side of the map. Be more cities where the boss man at. How I do that, turn music to crack. It's a true fact, what you lack is trueness and rap. All new jacks move back, it's a new boss and rap. In fact, bringing the East Coast back like Shaq. How be more do that, only New York do that. When they thought and they taught and they brought us rap. But no talk to that, got the game on my back. Like return the sender, the East Coast is back.
Now East side, get a hand clap. And if this side is the side that's going down that.
Down that.
Hand tied for a hand clap. Now every side worldwide, get a hand clap.
Hand clap.
East side, get a hand clap. And if this side is the side that's going down that.
Down that.
West side,
clap.
South side,
clap.
Pop to a dog, everybody keep calm. But us, I get wild. Woo! Party going on tonight, 7-7-8. Pass me a champagne glass, let me fill it. The Valley got party six again. Ooh, KC the party bike again. I just straight shot to Louis. $100 a pop. Yes, I weed that go lock down the bar in the back. I just.
Baby, I'm gonna take you high.
Yeah.
Cause the party ain't gonna stop today.
You know.
Ooh.
That's right.
Did you keep it bumping?
Let them know, young world.
Take you high,
jump,
and the rag spin until the daylight.
Jump.
Ooh, everything will be just alright.
Hey, Mr. DJ,
that's right.
Drop my favorite tune.
Let's get this party jumping.
Play that ready.
Music is bumping.
It's been a long day, about to start my weekend.
Oh, got a good feel to it right here.
Fun tonight.
Side.
Gonna take it up a notch tonight.
Gonna turn this place up
until the daylight.
For real, yo, hey.
Everybody's up to a place.
Sure.
See some faces from around the
it's
way.
It's a good time tonight.
Let the music take you.
Let the music take you high.
Let it take you, baby.
The party ain't gonna stop till daylight.
That's right.
Break it out.
I got a boyfriend now.
Come on.
Said it would be a blessing just to watch you undressing. Calling you daddy, late nights I'm laying on your chest and stay reminiscing about the rest in and how they blessed. Trying to come between what we share, can't compare. Could have been left, but when it's mine, I never share. Fight to the death if need be to prove that. Wounds from your walls, other bitches couldn't soothe that. Broke from a bad batch, I'm holding you down. Throwing dirt with other bitches, but them other fishes drown. Locked in for however long, I'm playing it smart. Court dates in other cities, dead and playing my part. Wifey and your life, see, forever be us. Passenger side of a Bentley or the number two bus. Tell the whole world, Poppy E don't want nobody else. With other niggas pick and choose, but you, I'm keeping for myself.
live UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
Alright. There it is.
Hello.
This is crazy.
We made the adjustments.
We got four of us in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Mm-hmm. This, that, and the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah.
There's a new one of those coming out, right?
The new one.
It's called the new one.
Yeah.
Spaceballs.
Oh, is there?
There's a new Spaceballs.
Oh, okay. That's something to be aware
it's coming
of.
Out next year.
Rick Moranis.
Valuable information.
Rick Moranis.
Huh. You heard it here first.
Damn.
Probably not. But.
I remember seeing that for the first time actually with my grandparents and laughing my ass off when like he was like. Why was he like twisted around like his ass was in the front?
Yeah, there's like a phase, like a transporter that just sort of mixed it up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was the funniest thing I ever saw. I would have been about 6 years old or something.
Yeah, you're telling me my ass is so big.
yeah.
I haven't seen it forever. I need to rewatch that. That was a good one. Yeah, also, that makes me think of. Did you guys ever see Basketball?
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah. That's South Park guys, right?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a good one. I still think of that one all the time.
Love it.
I remember seeing it in the video stores.
Yeah, I can't remember why. Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe my parents just didn't do good enough screening of what I was watching. But I remember that was a movie when I was, like, really young. I watched that and, like, I don't know. Like,
were your parents, did they really care too much about the content you were bringing into the home?
You know, for the most part, no. They were pretty good about just, like, making sure that there was, like, a clear understanding of, like, why I couldn't go back to school and repeat a lot of the things, like, you know, don't pick up certain catchphrases and that sort of stuff. But otherwise, for the most part, no. Like, I mean, obviously nothing like heinous, but like they were pretty vibey about it, so you know, I got to intake some
like video games.
Video games were never an issue. They didn't know what was going on. They weren't sitting down to watch me play them, so they didn't really pay any attention to that. So yeah, a lot of stuff definitely flew under the radar that looking back they would probably be a little bit about now, but I turned out all right. So
you'd have sleepovers with the boys and
Go
rent some crazy movies or
American
Pie. Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, those classic sleepover movie.
Absolutely. I don't even know how you would monitor that stuff now.
Oh,
just in terms of the game has changed.
You just don't give kids a smartphone, but then they're
You can do kind of crazy stuff with smartphones where you can really limit what they can access as well.
That's true.
And like essentially be aware of everything that your kid is doing with their smartphone. It's very
like what the government has with our phones.
Essentially, yeah. The government's just passed on some of their tech to us.
This is what Kyle's the expert on.
I was gonna say, we're joined again now by Agent Kyle.
Hello.
And back from his mission.
Yeah, apparently, I was listening on the way here.
Oh yeah, Kyle's here now.
Yo. Yeah, I was listening on the way here. I wanna clarify that I do not live a double life. No, that was not said. No, nobody needs to know about that, Noah. But yeah, I'm back from Vegas. I lost my passport. That's what happened.
That's all that it was.
Wow.
Apparently.
In the United States.
That's the official story.
Which was rough.
All of the documents
are closed. I'm surprised they wouldn't let you, because I remember losing my... We went to Minneapolis, and on the way back, I left my passport in the hotel room.
Yep.
Oh. And the guy was being a total dick at the border. Like, we were just like, whoa, like, kind of not expecting that. Because on our way in, it was... The dude was super friendly. And surprisingly, there was no issue there.
Were you driving?
Yes.
That's the thing. You cannot fly with across the border without a passport.
Oh, okay.
So
that
when,
makes
it, sense. When I lost my passport, I called the embassy. And they said that I have two options. I can go to the Canadian embassy, which surprisingly there isn't one in Vegas, but the closest one was in LA, which is like a 4.5 hour drive or a flight. So they're like, you can come here, stay for 2 to 3 business days, apply for a new one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or you could fly to the closest port of entry with your ID. And because you can fly within America with just an ID, but you can't fly into Canada without a passport.
So I
flew to Fargo. And my mom, shout out to my mom,
woo,
best mom ever, came down and picked me up and saved me from America. So shout out to her.
Oh, man. And what day of the week was this?
This was today.
I did this today.
Oh. I woke up today at 3:30 a.m. Vegas time, 5:30 a.m. Winnipeg time, hopped on a flight to Denver, had an hour and a half layover in Denver, then hopped on a flight to Fargo, and then my mom picked me up, and then we drove to Grand Forks, had some food, and then drove back here, and then I hightailed it down to the radio show.
Nuts.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's dedication.
But it's all thanks to my mom, so shout out to her. I know she's listening. And also, I think my uncle's listening tonight, too. So shout out to my Uncle Jared. I got family.
Uncle Jared?
Yeah. Uncle Jared, yeah.
Uncle Jared.
Yeah. The cool uncle.
What up, Uncle Jared?
I guess they're all pretty cool. But...
yeah, now you just singled all the other
Where'd you guys go for lunch today, Kyle? Like,
what the hell? What's that?
Where'd you go for lunch?
We went to the Blue Moose. It's a popular restaurant in Grand Forks.
I think I know. I think I've been there.
It's like a, I think it's like a staple there. They got the big Blue Moose statue outside of it.
Hell yeah.
And took a picture with my mom and ate some blue cheese dishes. They specialize in like blue cheese stuff. Or at least I thought they did. Maybe they haven't much that I thought.
I don't think I've ever tried blue cheese. You guys eat
ever?
Blue cheese? No, never.
Oh.
Never?
Oh, are you a cheese guy? You like cheese? Stinky cheese?
I don't.
There's take on blue cheese. There would have to be.
I'm sure there is, but for me personally, I don't find that the things that I remember eating before making the transition to being vegan, that I eat like, you know, the parallels or like the attempted, like, you know, mock versions of that are vegan, never really kind of stack fully up to the original. So, you know, it's not something I'm really seeking. It wouldn't be the
cheese
same.
Cheese would be a tough one. Cheese would be a very tough
one. I find cheeses are definitely, they don't hit the same. Like, cheese was one of the things I used to not mind a lot. I would eat, like, a lot of cheese strings as a kid, which
nice.
I don't even know if that's really technically real cheese.
You're probably fine there.
Yeah.
That might be
so
vegan.
That was probably just plastic.
Yeah,
that was
just plastic. Actually.
But, like, I mean, I used to hunker down on those things.
You've been a vegan for a long time, though.
Yeah, it's pretty much at this point half my life. Half my life.
Wow. Holy crap.
Because, yeah, I went vegan when I was 18. I'm almost 36 now. So, yeah, it's literally half of my existence has been on a plant-based diet.
Your entire cellular structure.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's sometimes that people ask me why, like, if I'd ever try going back. But, like, I've heard a lot of stuff about, like, your gut bacteria adjusts. And, like, it can be very hard to process didn't eat before. So, it's not necessarily that I'm, like, I just am fearful of what would happen. One time, I took some amino acid pills that were supposed to be, like, for post-workout.
Yeah.
And I didn't read them properly. And they had lactose in them. So... ooh. My stomach was super distended and it was like rock hard and it just, you know, it felt like I needed to pass wind really bad, but I couldn't. And I literally lied for an entire, I almost asked my parents to take me to the hospital. It was so painful just how bloated I got. And ever since then, I'm probably good on not trying anymore. So I'm trapped now, but you know, I'm making it work.
Yeah.
So, you gotta consider someone else, you know, and stop consuming animals.
Oh,
that's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good tune. Is Brendan queuing it up?
I wish he was that fast.
I thought he was actually queuing that song up.
That'd be great.
Final for less talking.
Good
about.
Tune.
Well, you know what? For some reason, you know, you just sometimes get a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Outcome the Wolves was an album that we would listen to at your place.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big one.
I want to listen to Olympia WA.
Hell yeah.
That's a great tune.
So great good. Track. Great track.
And then I think we're just going to maybe... you know, keep the good times coming.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Right on.
Keep the good times rolling.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Stand up. We'll be right back.
is everything. Something burning deep inside of me. Running the thing, Puerto Rican. These girls took us to the forest. I don't wanna be alone again.
Yeah.
sets up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? In the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Animals.
I feel sad when it's recognized. The border between reason and insanity. I consider it a measure of my humanity to be written off by the living graves of a billion murdered lives. And I'm not ashamed of my recurring dreams about being a gun and a different species of carnage thrown about the stockyards, the factories, the farm. Still I know as well as anyone, it does less good than harm. With a conscience, feed my lies. You cannot deny that. Meat is still murder, dairy is still rape. And I am still as stupid as anyone, but I know my mistakes. And I have recognized one form of oppression, now I recognize.
And here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
And there you have it.
Woo!
Yeah.
There we go.
That's a cool beat in the back.
It rather indeed is.
DJ Khaled or Kanye or...
God did.
No, but the producer is the best. The producer is the best. So
don't be a fool. Get a pool.
They don't want to see us win. They don't want to see us win.
This is like a vibe when you're like driving but not rushed, you know?
Right.
And your car's clean.
Yeah.
I've been messing around with this Roland sampler.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. This is one of my. I'm making beats now.
Nice. Very nice. This reminds me, like, I used to, like, be really big into, like, lo-fi hip-hop when I worked for the joint, and I would run the old Regent store by myself, and I would just listen to lo-fi hip-hop for, like, 8 hours a day, and it was just, like, a good vibe to work to.
It's, and no one's really too put off by it.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's, yeah. It's really, I find it's very rare.
Relaxing, studying, focusing, chilling, like, but also it's kind of got, like, a little bit of a, like, West Coast vibe. Sunset, you know, like.
Why don't you spit a couple bars on this, Kyle?
We flying. Yo, yo, we are on this, that, and the third. You know where we are. Yo, man, I didn't even have a car to get down here, so I had to hop in an Uber. Yeah. Man, I don't know what rhymes with Uber, man. Man, I don't know. I'm really.
Did you Uber here?
I did Uber here.
Oh, damn.
My car was dead.
Oh, that's no good. Home.
Yeah, it's been one thing after the other.
Yeah, but Kyle only rhymes about the truth.
Right.
All of his rhymes are based in reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Life.
What's
rhymes? I can't think the of realist.
I was
the realist.
Riding earlier. I did, was riding earlier from Fargo.
Nice.
No, you look like you're ready to spit something.
Yo, sometimes I think I don't need a roll. This joint, but then I just go for it. It's really tight, but not too tight. Like the nightlight at twilight driving through the Winnipeg streets. And I might still
wait a minute.
Damn, sorry, man. That was
a little mini Kendrick Lamar here,
that,
man.
That felt like a little like Andre 3000. Like a bit outcast.
Outcast.
His voice was
his favorite rappers.
His voice was kind of trying to do Kendrick Lamar, though.
I don't know what I did.
They not like us. They not like
us. Yeah, it's very, it's very different tone that I've usually heard when Noah busts out the rhymes. So
minor,
getting experimental.
Yeah, you know, but it's a cool vibe, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There you have it.
We ride. Have it.
Jared, it's been good having you, man.
Yeah, man. This has been a lot of fun. I'll have to try to pop by every once in a while.
Always open.
Yeah, I felt bad when stealing Kyle's spot.
Yeah,
here.
You took the third spot, and I was demoted to end the. But I was late. So, I mean, I feel like you snooze, you lose.
I feel like the audience will have to vote. Would you like to see me permanently replace Kyle on this show?
You can call
comment
in.
Down, comment down
comment below.
Below.
Call 269-8636.
Yeah, call in right now and let us know who's voted out.
Well, and that's another one for the books.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for having me, man. This is cool.
Anytime, man.
Historic.
Noah, words of wisdom.
Oh, it's just... I think something magical happens when you revisit places that you haven't been to in a while. So I want to remind everyone to take a little stroll down memory lane.
Relive your history.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, very cool. Don't forget where you came from.
Yeah,
I should go back to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
The magic.
It's been too long.
You stand in Vegas and you'll feel like a vibe. You'll be like,
what?
I don't know if that's how I've ever reacted to anything.
I don't know. No one just.
Let's hope the audience did too. Hope the audience did too.
Well, I mean, so. You'll win, like, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week on this.
That
and the
third.
Until next time.
Woo! Stand up, Winnipeg.
Sweet. Thank you.
got the beats. Rapping to the streets, I got the gangsta moves, man. I got it to the edge.
Listening to CJUN 101.5 out of the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.